This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. It's the Wednesday DJB program, first day of December 2021. Happy December. Happy New Year. Can you imagine months from now? Think about we were a month ago.
Why do you do this to me? The first of November.
Well, because I think it's interesting as to how things go. I think if we're living a good life and enjoying ourselves, then maybe it's okay that life is going as quickly as that. I'd like to.
The only thing that I'm happy about is my girlfriends and I were texting last night that in, 8 days, Sex and the City is back. And it felt like over a year ago when we first heard that they were going to do the new season, and we're like, oh, we got to wait a year. And now it's 8 days. And it just feels like it flew by. That's the only good thing about time going quickly.
I'm sure happy to hear that. So anyway, the idea of life as it moves on and the philosophy of people and how they live their lives. Some people are upset because they can't do with their lives what they want to do with their lives. And I suggest you probably all can. It's that you let things get in your way, mostly negative energy, that sort of stuff. And I'm not trying to be like Uri Geller here, who's an energy expert and talks about, you hear me talking about him all the time because he and I are great friends. And I think he's done great things to help people become more aware of their energy and what you can do. If you don't get enough sleep and you're wiped out by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're probably, not, or if you're out of shape or you drink too much coffee or whatever it is, eat too much sugar. There are all kinds of things get in the way, but you can be everything in moderation. I've forgotten who said that. Somebody in my family.
That's an old saying. My mom used to say, my mom didn't coin it. It's an old, old philosopher saying, moderation is the wise man's pleasure.
Right. Yeah.
Define moderation.
Well, like everything moderation. In moderation. Drink like one bottle of wine instead of two.
Right. This is moderation you speak of.
Mm-hmm. How many guns? What's a moderate amount of guns to own? If you're a gun owner, are 12 guns too many? 5 guns. Warren Eckstein just told me he had 5 guns in his house. And we get back into this debate about guns because of what's happened here, not only the shootout in the murder-suicide in the Michigan school thing. There's a guy who was shot 15 times yesterday in Philadelphia. Wasn't there one of his four stories floating around?
Just go to Chicago every weekend. What was it, 40 last weekend? I mean, it's
Right.
It's ridiculous.
So then why do we, if that's the case, maybe the question is begged here, Jennifer, is why do we make such a big deal out of the Indiana family when there are so many people being killed in Chicago every week? Why is that not?
It depends on the circumstances. I mean, how many people are found on the side of the road every single day that just die? Whether, I mean, it really depends on the circumstances, the story, whether the news media thinks it's salacious. I mean, we have shootings in California all the time, but there was a lot of attention about a guy who went in, shot all of his children and his mother-in-law. That makes news because it's something extraordinary circumstances. So I don't know. What makes news is always the question. There's a lot of stuff that doesn't get attention every single day, but
based on what they think will sell. Yeah, I was telling the ladies off the air, it's made local news here in New Jersey. It didn't really make it national news. But an off-duty cop in Newark was drunk and drunk driving and hit a person on the side of the Garden State Parkway, which is the main, highway through New Jersey. And instead of calling 911, he killed this person. The guy's dead on the ground. He puts him in the back seat of his car and takes him to his mother's house. And the mother said, and this is a 25-year-old cop. So his mother says, well, no, you need to return the body to the scene of the crime. And then I guess it turned into this whole thing that they could make like a movie out of. It's just nuts. But and now he's been charged with, vehicular homicide and desecrating a body. It's like, this is a cop. I don't know. They're crazy stories every day. And if you really just bog yourself down with it, you'd go nuts.
the local blurbs in my neck of the woods in Massachusetts carried a front page story of a state police trooper asleep in his cruiser. Some reporter somehow saw this guy asleep, took a picture of him, and now it casts a dark light on police. And should it? I mean, these guys, they're a good police and bad police.
They're not supposed to be asleep.
No, of course they're not supposed to be asleep. But at 4 o'clock in the morning, if you're working your overnight shift in a town that doesn't have much activity, you're pulling off to the side of the road and taking a nap.
Of course. That's small town USA everywhere. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Let's go back to guns for a second. Jennifer, I see the L.A. City Council passed an ordinance banning so-called ghost guns. What's a ghost gun?
It's just, it's so silly. Ghost guns are made in, basically using 3D printers, you can create ghost guns. And the true definition is any gun that doesn't have a serial number on it. So ghost guns that are sold without serial numbers so that they can't be tracked or logged are considered to be ghost guns. But many of the ghost guns that are out there right now are ones that people make with 3D printers. The thing with that, and this is what a lot of people, you know, they hit the panic button, is that once you shoot one shot out of a ghost gun, typically they start to melt because 3D printers are not... Exactly. The best builder of.
Yeah, it's all like plastic is what they make everything out of pretty much. Or it's like a polymer kind of thing. But it would definitely melt with the high heat of that a bullet would create when it's shot out.
They do start to melt. So people get a little crazy because it's like calling AR-15s automatic rifles. That's not what the AR stands for. The AR is a brand name. You know, there's a lot of misinformation about guns. People just don't understand because if guns aren't part of their life, then they don't know it. And so someone says, well, an AR-15, that's an automatic rifle. Well, no, that's the brand name of the gun. It stands for AR. It's not automatic rifle. It's the same thing with ghost guns. People flip out about ghost guns. Already, if you transfer a gun without a serial number, it's already illegal. So this is sort of, I don't really understand why the city council, like, why it was such a big deal to ban these ghost guns. Obviously, people who are already doing them are operating as criminals. The thing that I would like to see is enforcement of this by our district attorney who seems to let murderers walk out of jail without any charges. He's got people who, you know, are gang members who are not even charged for being gang members if they murder someone as part of a gang initiation because he doesn't like those preconditions to crime. So, is the DA going to enforce it is the question? Probably not.
So the gun that was bought by the father in the Michigan school shooting, this 15-year-old kid gets a hold of the guns that his father just bought. Father didn't put them away. Shouldn't the father be charged the same as son?
He probably will, right? Or he'll be charged for something.
Because he's underage. Well,
because the kid's 15.
Apparently, and I don't know if you guys had a chance to see this, and admittedly, I just saw the headline. I'll see if I can find the story. But apparently, there had been threats on this school, and the school had come out not so long ago saying, don't worry, there's nothing credible here. Things are fine. We're going to make sure everything is safe. And it turns out, I guess they had a lot of different people reporting that this person, I don't know if it was this person, but that something would happen at this school.
Right.
So... the guns that were on the set of Rust before the shooting, apparently a prop supplier worked with the producers early on, and they're looking at this guy as being responsible for putting the live rounds of ammunition into the gun. So, again, back to how come there were why on earth would there be a gun that has live ammunition in it under any circumstances? Doesn't make any sense.
Whoever else they find that is at fault for this, I'm sure there might be multiple people, but it definitely comes down to the armorer.
Yeah, that's their one and only job.
The one job, yes.
And whoever the wife of El Chapo. You go on to El Chapo?
Sure, why not?
Do you
know what El Chapo means?
El Chapo, the...
Missing fingers.
Chopper.
Means the dwarf.
Does it? Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well,
so the wife...
Short, so...
What? So, all right. So, how much is she getting? How many years?
I don't know what you're talking about, so you're going to have to...
El Chapo's wife.
El Chapo's wife was in court. She was sentenced on Tuesday. She gets 3 years in prison. She pled guilty to helping her husband run his criminal empire. She was like the number two. Emma is her name. She lives not too far away.
I didn't know what you were talking about. I mean, you know, you started halfway into the story.
Well, that's because I started and you guys kept talking when I started to talk about something else.
I'm only thinking about people driving around, listening to us, going, what the hell is Doug talking about?
No,
well, apparently she helped her husband.
What the hell is Victoria
talking
about?
Okay, you two.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus. All right. My God. Go on, Jen.
The wife also helped him escape. Remember when he dug out of prison?
Yeah.
Around that moped? Apparently, she helped him by smuggling a GPS watch to him disguised as a food item. According to prosecutors, so they said she's in federal court. She's not here locally. But she lived in Lancaster. I mean, literally, well known, not a secret at all. She and the kids lived up in Lancaster.
Up in Lancaster? Really?
Yeah.
Right up in Palmdale. Right up the street, basically.
I know. Right up the
all
street.
All right. So, Chris Cuomo, is he done? Looks like he got suspended, but what does that do to his career? Well, does he deserve it? Looks to me like he does deserve it.
Yeah,
and
of course he
CNN took a long time coming around to this conclusion. It was pretty obvious to everybody else early on.
What was not obvious, though, and this is what CNN said in their statement, they had no idea that he was using all these resources behind the scenes to help his brother. And so that's why they made the decision, which was actually a pretty swift decision. They didn't say they were going to mull it over. They just suspended him indefinitely. So, and what he was doing was complete. Who would want to hire someone? It's like saying, like, oh, I love to steal supplies from the copy room, and it's a known thing. Who's going to hire that person? You know, I mean, this is someone who was using, he was being paid, he was on company time, and using company resources to help a family member.
This guy would not have gotten a job anywhere else if it wasn't for his name. He's never been that good a reporter, never been that much
Well, he's
of a,
not even a reporter by trade. He's
That's
a lawyer.
That's the problem.
Yeah, he's a lawyer.
And he's also an opinion giver. And this is where CNN gets into trouble, because they try to pass off what they're doing as journalism in the evening hours. That's not what MSNBC and Fox do. In the evening hours, you know what you're going to get when you go to those two networks. But CNN continues to try to say that they are opinion givers, that they're news anchors. And Chris Cuomo is an opinion giver. And I guarantee you, he would not be in the trouble that he's in if they had just branded him as someone who gives opinion instead of as a news anchor.
19 past the hour on the DJV program.
Where can I find a must-have laptop at a gotta-have-it price?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need a holiday tech gift for my husband that will make his jaw drop at a price that won't drop mine.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has big savings on the best holiday tech. And now, a Lenovo IdeaPad 5i with Intel i7 processor is just $649.99. You save $250. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Ends 12/4, limit 2, in-store only while supplies last.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's 23 at the hour now on the DJV program. It is time for Jay to go through some of the trending items, including a focus on Travis Scott. Remember, a week or so ago, he offered to pay the burial costs of those who were killed as a result of the Astroworld Festival. Well, there's been a response from at least one of the families. We'll get to that after this.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, let's get to this Travis Scott offer, Jay, to pay the burial costs. What are families saying of those who were killed?
Yeah, there were 10 victims of the Astroworld fatality, and the youngest, 9-year-old Ezra Blount, he was allegedly trampled during the concert, died later from his injuries, and Travis Scott had offered to pay for funeral costs for everybody. Well, the attorney for Ezra Blount's family has said no, absolutely not. No, thank you. We don't want your money. We don't want you to have anything to do with this.
Is that short-sighted, or is it what are you doing?
No, they know they've got a much bigger case.
Ah.
I would think that, I mean, not to be cynical.
Is that what he's trying to do, is buy people off by paying for the funeral?
Sure.
It could be that. It could be something for his own conscience of like, hey, at least if I help pay for the burials, then I'm not such a bad guy or something like that.
Because see, a lot of
the mental thing, but no.
Well, beyond the mental part too, if you, and this is also playing into one of the things with the Ghislaine Maxwell trial right now, if you accept any money at all, it may negate any future things that you might win. So if they say, sure, I'll take how much was the amount, Jen, or Jay? $10,000 for a funeral or whatever it was. If you accept that money to cover funeral costs now, you can basically, you're canceling yourself out of a larger class action suit.
And his family did file a suit with their attorney. So, yeah, so they are in the camp of who have filed a suit against him.
Yeah, makes sense. They all should be suing him, frankly. And the producers of the show, all of them, everybody should get sued.
Yep.
And let it get sorted out in court. Rihanna has been named a national hero. How has she come to be a national treasure?
Yeah, she's a national treasure for her home island of Barbados. They got their independence. They are an independent republic, no longer under Queen Elizabeth. She was removed as the head of state, and one of the first things that they did was to name Rihanna and a national hero. She is a national treasure. And they said so that they're doing this because of just everything she's done for Barbados. She sings about it in her music. She's done a lot to bring Barbados into the conversation of things. She's been an ambassador since 2018. She's already had a street named after her. And the prime minister
does a lot of charity work, too.
Does so much charity work. And so this was the thing that the prime minister did. Prime Minister Mia Motley, who is different than the newly elected president, Sandra Mason.
Really? All right, so that's how old is she? She's 50. Isn't she 50 in her 50s?
Rihanna?
Rihanna?
No.
I don't think she's 30.
Something.
Is she 30 yet?
Is she 30?
Who is that? Who am
I
thinking of?
She's like 32.
Maybe. 32 sounds right.
Is from that area that was in their 50s. We were talking about her a week or so ago. Some of these, as much as I sound like an old coot when I say it, all of these people sort of blend in with me, and so I don't know one from the other, frankly. How's that for an admission? 28 past the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during the Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Shop on eBay this holiday season to get more for your dough on stand mixers. Or get more for your buck on this season's hottest tech and gaming gear. And on eBay, you can even get more Cyber Monday Rewind the Clock deals. Cyber Monday.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments this morning in a challenge to Mississippi's ban on most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The Supreme Court's decision in the abortion case will affect dozens of states. TV celebrity and heart surgeon Dr. Oz is running for a soon-to-be-vacated Senate seat in Pennsylvania.
My parents immigrated here legally, and our country provided unparalleled opportunities that have benefited me. And I feel firmly it is time to repay my debt.
Dr. Oz on Fox News. NASA has warned that an asteroid bigger than the Eiffel Tower will break into Earth's orbit in just about a week. The huge 1,082-foot space rock is heading our way and should skim past us on December 11th. Asteroid 4660 Nearest will come within 4.6 million miles of Earth. That puts it in a potentially hazardous category. We are USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
2022 is coming, and there is no end in sight for the coronavirus pandemic. Volatile social media, mixed political messaging, and nonsensical government protocols are leaving Americans more confused than when the outbreak began in 2019. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Alex Berenson. He has a new book out titled Pandemia, How Coronavirus Hysteria Took Over Our Government, Rights, and Lives. In one of the chapters of the book, Alex discusses masks and some of the mixed messaging we receive during the pandemic regarding masks.
Before March 2020, I think there was a consensus. The scientific consensus was very simple. It was masks don't really work for healthy people. They're sort of useless for you to wear them because the size of the virus is so small that both, you know, inhaling and exhaling, the virus is going to go right through the mask. And it's a little bit different if you're sick, if you're coughing up, globs of phlegm, and plus that's a sign that you are sick and people should stay away from you. So the public health authorities completely changed their position in April of 2020. And the conclusion that I've reached about that, which I discuss in Pandemia, is the reason that they did that was because masks are a symbol. They say, this is not a normal time. You should be scared. You should stay home. They are useless medically, but they are helpful symbolically.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34 after the hour on the Wednesday DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner here. The Crime and Punishment Department is alive and well today. It's always interesting to listen to the tone of this program when any or all of us haven't had enough sleep. And so I've had, like, the last couple of nights only 2 or 3 hours sleep, because as I move, it's as you move, when you go from, let's say, the mainland to, or even when I come across the country, I don't feel like I'm losing much, even though I lose 3 hours. And then going to Hawaii, lost another couple of hours. So the last couple of nights, literally, I've been up at 1 o'clock to do the program. And so
that's wild.
My clock.
Did you go to sleep before you did that? Like, did you take a nap and then you woke up at 1 o'clock? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then you went back to sleep when we were finished.
And I went back to sleep for a few hours, but I had activities during the day, so I would sleep for a couple of hours before I went on the air, and then I'd sleep a couple of hours afterwards, and then I'd go do the stuff. Yeah, so it's caught up with me. And last night, getting back here, we were late because the weather over the Pacific was horrible, and we had to go about an hour and 40 minutes out of our way to miss the weather that was south of Hawaii. Normally we'd come straight over to L.A. from Hawaii, but they went up to San Francisco and then down from San Francisco to L.A. because of the bad weather. It was pretty bumpy for much of the trip anyway. So I normally would sleep okay on the plane for an hour or so, but because it was bumpy, I didn't. So all of these things. And so we have there's a sort of snarl in the air here when I had enough sleep.
You mean so, Captain Curmudgeon is back?
Well, yeah. And so...
Tis the season for Captain Curmudgeon.
Yeah, but you don't humor me when I'm like that. You just kind of give it to me.
What do you mean?
And so on. Well,
I just made fun of you and called you Captain Curmudgeon.
I know you did. But earlier you were a little snarly with me and I was snarly with you. It just is the way that it comes out sometimes because that's how... that's how human relationships are. But I know that I'm burning it at both ends, and it's not going to be any better
tonight.
Well,
you have had a lot going on. And the 4.5-hour boat ride, which I still can't believe it was that long. Oh. I talked to a friend of mine who's an avid competitive sailor, and he was like, wait, are you sure this isn't a typo, 4.5 hours? I said, no. He was on a boat on the boat. 4.5 hours.
Was it supposed to be 4.5 hours, or was it extended because of the waves and
was
the weather?
Was it Gilligan's Island cruise? It was supposed to be a 3-hour tour?
No, that's a great cruise. You have to go over to Universal. You take that one, and you don't go anywhere. Just you look around and see the whole thing that Gilligan's Island was all just a pretty big... Oh, you know what I found out? When we were on the helicopter tour, this is one of the good things. The helicopter tour was kind of better than the boat tour because you got in to see that was where we started when we first earlier this morning were talking about the conditions in Hawaii as a result of the weather and the atmosphere and how all the lava and the mountain ranges are being eaten away by just natural things that go on. So one of the things, we were flying over a couple of rivers because there are only a couple of rivers on the whole island. And then there's a flat sort of a farm area. And the helicopter pilot said 2 years ago at this time, the construction crews for Jungle Cruise were building the sets down there. So Jungle Cruise.
Oh, that's where they filmed it?
Movie. They filmed it right there. And
oh,
they built
wow.
this whole city to do the movie, and then they tore it all down again. So you can, when you fly over the area, you kind of can recognize, if you saw the movie, some of the ambiance around it. But apparently, when The Rock was there, the island was full of fun, and people all wanted to see him. They love Emily Blunt. And so, but that was 2 years ago.
Well, that's a gorgeous
ago.
Place to
that.
Film.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
a lot of Kauai is ranches and stuff. It's very
yes.
kind of rural
yep.
compared to
yep.
the other
very
islands.
Very rural.
It's
yeah,
so
very
pretty,
rural.
Though. It really is.
I think I posted, I'm not sure I did. Did I send, maybe I got to send
I haven't seen any of your pictures yet.
All right, so Jay, I'm going to send you some pictures to post to DJV. The waterfall that was the first shot in Fantasy Island, the old Fantasy Island, and then the Jurassic Park waterfalls. I have those pictures and I'll send them
Isn't
to you.
Isn't that spectacular?
Really,
yeah, that was
especially
gorgeous
when you look at it from a helicopter.
I saw that from
yeah.
your Facebook, and I
oh, you did?
That
okay.
DJV show.
Yeah, whatever is
that
on my Facebook.
And you on the Indiana Jones Bridge.
Yes, though. And by the way, the Indiana Jones, Jurassic Park was filmed there. Indiana Jones, a couple of them were filmed there. There's just a lot of movies that are made there because it's perfect. Because as you just said, Victoria. It is not inhabited like the rest of the islands. The rest of the islands
yeah.
are so crowded, you can't really do anything on them like this. And they're so cosmopolitan. There are no high-rises. There's no real fancy hotels. It's a wonderful, warm kind of... it's a family island. I would describe it that way. As
Doesn't Oprah
island.
Have a place on Kauai?
I don't know.
I feel like she, yeah, because it's friends of ours used to go every year for Christmas. It was the whole big family trip. There's really not a lot to do. It's very much, you know, in
very
nature.
Quiet.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so, like, if you want to go out and ride horses, and it's really just kind of a magical place, but it is very different from the rest of the islands.
It's more my speed, actually, than going, even though I love going to the big island and driving around, but it's more my speed. It's a fabulous place. All right, let's do some crime and punishment. The Elizabeth Holmes trial. You said, we were talking about this, I think, off the air. She's been fielding questions from prosecutors and blaming basically her problems on her boyfriend. Isn't that kind of
where
this all
Well, yeah,
gone?
I mean, they're pretty serious accusations. I mean, she says she was sexually assaulted by him. She was bullied by him. He forced her to make all these horrible decisions because he was her business partner at the time. So she's basically, I mean, her defense is... I'm the victim here. I'm the woman. I was a victim. And Ghislaine Maxwell's her defense team is doing the same thing. Well, she was just a victim of Jeffrey Epstein's, you know, maniacal ways. And she was a woman. And they're really, I really don't like when as a woman, I really resent that they're trying to play up, like, the woman card here, because women can make evil, horrible decisions, too. And so did Ghislaine Maxwell, and so did Elizabeth Holmes. She ran the company. She was complicit. She knew what was going on. Ghislaine Maxwell, totally complicit. And probably even more than complicit. And so it just, I don't know, I resent the fact that their defense is that they were defenseless women. I don't know.
I hope it doesn't work for either syndrome, of them. Basically?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I hope it doesn't work for either of them.
All right, so now, the people who are stealing things this time of year in retail is tough because, as you can imagine, people are trying to go buy things for Christmas or get things for Christmas. And as a result of that, apparently, and most, this is something that you don't have to encounter when you buy online. I get that. But I still maintain this. I was having a conversation with Larry Fuss, who is my partner. I'm his partner in the station in Kauai. And we were talking about retail and how he was ordering. He said something about ordering yesterday at lunch. He was ordering something from Amazon. And I looked at him and I said, do you know that what really goes on with the Amazon stuff and, you know, where it all comes from and, you know, how it really isn't helping? You know, I went through my spiel. Go buy it at the store. Well, he said, I couldn't find this at the store and I could find it on Amazon. And then, you know, I remembered a few things that I have bought on Amazon that I didn't find in stores as well. But in terms of stores and what's going on this time of year, apparently a lot of shoplifting this year especially. And, Jay, you've been following something from Lululemon, which is what, an athletic line? And they put something in their clothing, their merchandise, that would sort of ward off. This is an interesting story.
Yeah, Lululemon Athletica are using trackers on their clothes, which it's not going to deter anybody from
stealing. Did I pronounce it right?
It.
What did I say? How did I pronounce it?
I don't know,
foreign.
But it's Lululemon.
As soon as he started down that thing, I was like, oh, no, I'm not going to be the one to correct him. He's snarly with me today, so go Jay.
You're making it French and fancy.
Yeah.
Lululemon Athletica, they put in these trackers, and they worked because police recovered about $15,000 worth of stolen Lulu gear when they pulled over a vehicle they found because of said tracker, along with $5,000 and other goods stolen from other stores in the area. So
Lululemon
like,
leggings, one pair of leggings is $100. So it's not cheap stuff. It's really well made, but good for them for tracking stuff and, you know, and getting these people caught because there are no consequences. And like Jen's been saying, in California with all the smash
California,
and grabs,
ridiculous. Yeah.
And they've got these huge caravans of people going into mall, high-end malls and stores, and it's crazy, and there's no consequence, and no one gets
talk about that the other day?
No, these people are even being released without bail, the ones that do get caught.
California
zero
is nuts. That's why so many people are leaving this state. The whole thinking of what right-thinking person thinks like the people who run the state of California. They really are nuts. They're crazy, these people. All right, here's Alice. Now, you and I were talking about this the other day,
mm-hmm.
Victoria. Alice Siebold, is that how you pronounce your name?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I believe so, yes. That's
apologizing.
How I heard it pronounced, yeah.
Well, she was the one. This story's been going on and on and on about the man who was wrongly jailed because supposedly he raped her 16 years ago and he didn't,
mm-hmm.
right? So this has been going on and on. So now she, shall I use the word, finally apologized? To him,
well,
after
whole event. So the wrong, yeah. So essentially, what happened was, in case you missed the story the other day, she was a college student at Syracuse University. She was raped by a black man. She went to the police. She told them that she was raped by a black man. They couldn't find anybody. She didn't know the guy's name, obviously. And so they basically, the cops rounded up a guy who was. The guy was Anthony Broadwater, who happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, walking down the street. They got him off the street. They put him in a police lineup. She did not pick him as her rapist. She chose someone else from the lineup. But the cops ignored that. They put him on trial, and it was a very easy and quick, you know, yep, here you go, he's guilty. So he spent 16 years in prison, and then he has just recently been exonerated. And they found that DNA evidence showed that it was not him. He had maintained his innocence the whole time. And so now he's 61 years old, and his name has been cleared. And, you know, it's unfortunate that our justice system is so backwards and so broken that the victim of a rape now is in the position where she needs to apologize to the person who was wrongfully accused. And she did it. She said it took her 8 days to comprehend how this could have happened. And she said, I'll continue to struggle with the role that I unwittingly played within a system that sent an innocent man to jail. She obviously feels horrible that this about how this happened. But then again, her rapist was never, she has no closure. The real rapist was never found. And so we're in this horrible cycle now of, she's still the victim, and yet Mr. Broadwater became another victim. And so it's just, it's awful. I mean, and this is what happens all the time. The DNA evidence shows that there was no connection whatsoever.
It's very flawed.
It's so flawed.
Yeah. All right, how did, we have a minute or so here, how did Giving Tuesday work out for many? I've had one or two charities that I follow, and they seem to have come short this year in comparison to years before. What do you know about that in general?
From what I've heard this year, it was a tough year for philanthropy. And yeah. So a lot of organizations have said that, you know, this was a tough year to get people to donate. I don't have exact numbers. We probably won't know that for maybe a few more days. But, you know, a lot of charities really, really need the help.
That was the sense that I got from looking at some of the results of the things that I follow.
Yeah.
All right. It's 13 before the hour. This is the DJV program. Doug and Victoria and Jay with a reminder about how Calitrin actually works to keep the weight off. As we continue, I feel like this past week I've done nothing but eat. My friend Larry Fuss loves to never misses a meal. And so we were all eating all over the island, all kinds of places. And as a result of that, you know, I feel like I'm getting a little stretch on my pants here, and I don't like it. And so I'm going
to
double down.
I know what to get you for Christmas. What? Some button extenders.
No, thank you. I'll take Calitrin, thank you very much, and work on not only getting rid of the weight, but keep it off. That's why America has chosen Calitrin as the number one healthy weight loss for 24 years. The program is clear. It's very interesting. It's simple. And if you have weight on your body, it's not good for the rest of the body. You know, your joints and all the things affect your heart. It affects how you live and your happiness quotient. So let's keep ourselves happy. Let's not wait till January. Let's do it now. Go to toploss.com, order Calitrin, use the DJV code because there are special things that you can get with it, this unlimited supply that you can get. That's one of the secrets of the success. It's so easy to buy and easy to use. Check it out at toploss.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now, 53 after the hour, time for us to check in with Chuck Curry, find out what's going on in the world of movies and videos, DVDs. I have a scoop for you, Chucker, and I'll share it with you right after this.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This holiday season at Ulta Beauty, we're celebrating with a little more spritzing and a lot more gifts with purchase. A little more splurging on yourself and a lot more gift sets to give. With faves like Ariana Grande's R.E.M. and Yves Saint Laurent Y for Men, we've got all the fragrances to wrap up your list with style. And now you can buy online and pick up the very same day to make holiday shopping even easier. Celebrate a little more this holiday season and cross a lot more off your list. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Something's telling me it might be you. It's telling me it might be you.
There's a moldy oldie.
All of my life.
All the old AC stations play this song. All right, so Chucker, what are we playing? His music is from Tootsie, right?
That is from Tootsie. Had to be you theme song. Tootsie was the number. Tootsie actually came out this day in movie history, December 1st, 1982. Went on to become the second highest grossing film that year in the U.S., did $177 million on a $21 million budget. E.T. was number one. But listen to this. This is how the trend in movies has changed. This movie opened on 922 screens, had a $5.5 million opening weekend, which now would be considered a disaster.
Right,
word of mouth kicked in. Movie played all year long and wound up grossing $177 million off a $20 million budget in a $5 million opening weekend. I would say this. I don't know what would happen if they made Tootsie now and released it in theaters. I don't know what kind of interest there would be. They really don't make comedies very much, especially high concept comedies, but I love that. It was a terrific performance by Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah, it was good. Very good. So I saw something that I thought would make a fabulous movie. Not that it was a fabulous story. Well, it was a compelling story. This pregnant woman who runs into a burning home and saves the guy who's in it. Did you see that? This woman,
no, I did not.
Sarah Maughan, 4 months pregnant. She was, it may have been in Denver, somewhere out there. But this house fire, I mean, if you look at the picture of the house, you'd wonder how this guy could even have still been alive. But
wow.
The woman heard him crying, and so she runs in. So is that the stuff that movies are made of, or do we have too many fire shows? We've got all these
Chicago Fire. I like that. Fire. That's actually one of the few network TV shows. I really don't watch network TV anymore. That is one of the few I do enjoy.
Too much Hager acting.
You'd have to know her backstory. You'd have to know her backstory as a person, whether it would develop into a feature film of interest. I got some movie news of interest. They did the first screening of Steven Spielberg's West Side Story over the weekend in Los Angeles, and buzz is really good. A lot of people said coming out of it that it was Spielberg's A-game. Rachel Zegler, who plays Maria in the film, getting great notices. It hits theaters December 10th. I hope it's a big hit because West Side Story is my all-time favorite musical.
Then they re-release the original one for it's supposed to be in theaters this week too. If I remember correctly,
I
saw a lot of promotion. Oh yeah,
where
you are, ladies? Do you see promo for it in Nashville, or do you see it in New Jersey? Where you
the
are,
original?
Victoria?
I've only seen the new one. The girl, what was her name? The actress who plays Maria, the new one.
Rita Moreno.
She looks adorable.
Rachel
Ziegler. She is so cute.
Yeah, the new one.
She is adorable. Yeah, it looks really fun. It looks cute. And now that Stephen Sondheim just passed away at the age of 91, he wrote West Side Story. There's going to be a big Grammy tribute. So I think we're going to see a lot of it. It's going to get a lot of buzz.
Yeah,
I hope so. Other news, Halle Berry signed a multiple picture deal with Netflix. She has a new movie that made her directorial debut titled Bruised. I've seen some of it. It's a pretty brutal movie in terms of its language, but I know some people who watched it and told me that they actually liked it a lot. Good for her. I mean, Netflix is throwing big money at these people. Might as well take it and get it, right?
Absolutely. Except I resent, not being able to go to the movie theater to see these things. I was in Kauai last few days, Chucker, and learned that there were tons of movies, a couple of the Indiana Jones movies, Jungle Cruise, let's see, what else did I find?
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park down there.
Adam Sandler filmed a movie there, too, or at least one or two of them.
Yeah, apparently the people that make, one of the reasons they like it is because it's kind of remote. And there aren't a lot of people on the island, so they can do
stuff.
And they don't have to worry about people getting in the way. But it is a lot of stuff. It was fascinating to hear the story about how they...
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our Help and Resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.